This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala ashrafil anbiya wal mursaleen. Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam tasliman kathiran kathira. Amma ba'du, one of my very dear friends, my brother Anil, who sent me some really good stuff. Alhamdulillah, may Allah bless him. He sent me something from one of the sayings of Sheikh Muhammad Ghalib, Hafizahullahu Wara'ah, who said, "Do not busy yourself with following people's private matters. Do not busy yourself with following people's private matters or seeking to know their personal affairs. It may be that due to this, you will be trialed, you will be tested with turning away from rectifying your own state of affairs and your uprightness about Islam and your worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by Allah, what a tremendous loss that would be." Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, qu anfusakum wa ahlikum nara, wa quduha an-nasu wal hijara." "O you believe, protect yourselves and your families from a fire whose fuel is men and stones." Today, the whole purpose of social media is to do the opposite. Is to get us involved in everyone else's affairs and invite others to be involved in our affairs by sharing with them things which really are personal, and there is either no benefit in sharing them or there is actual harm in sharing them. So we share them. We talk about our successes, and we don't know that there are people out there who, when they see you succeed, they become jealous and they wish ill for you. You talk about something that you enjoy. You talk about something that makes you happy, and you don't realize that there are people out there who don't like to see you happy. And some of those people can be quite close to you. That is why silence is such a huge benefit. Because the word that does not leave your mouth cannot cause any harm. Sayyidina Umar ibn al-Khattab radhiyallahu anhu, he said, "I have regretted my speech many times, but I have never regretted my silence." Now, this does not mean being silent about things where you should speak out, like, for example, against injustice. That is something that you should not be silent about. You should speak about, speak out about that. But being silent about other things which are personal and which really should not be in the public space. So what must you do? Focus on yourself. And focus on yourself by do two things. One, by setting goals. And second, by having benchmarks. Who do you compare against? So first and foremost, learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The way to learn about Allah is to read His kalam, the Quran al-Kareem. Make it your mamul, your daily practice, to read at least one juz every day, one sipara every day. So that way, every month, you complete one Quran. And then in Ramadan, you do your one juz, plus you pray Taraweeh. And in the Taraweeh, in most places, the Quran al-Kareem is completed. So that means you would have completed 30 times the Quran al-Kareem in 1 year. And if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you tawfiq, do more. But at least minimum, 13 times the Quran al-Kareem would have been completed if you follow this method. One juz every day. The best way to do that is to wake up say an hour, hour and a half before the time for Fajr starts and pray Tahajjud, and after that read Quran until the time for Fajr. And so then you can easily finish one juz and then go to the masjid for Salatul Fajr. So learn about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by reading the Quran. Then memorize the Quran. Do whatever you do, right? One ayah more today. Each day one ayah, two ayahs, three ayahs. Memorize Quran. Ask yourself, how much Quran do I know? Right? How much do I know? Some people know, you can say, I know one juz, two juz, three juz, 10 juz. Others may not know an entire juz, but they may know different surahs. And if you add all of them up, that may be equal to one or two juz or more. Whatever it is. So how much do I know? And then compare and say, how much did I know last year? How much more this year? You know, there's something that I... May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq to follow what I preach also. And the same thing to all of us, which is that what you don't measure, you don't know. What you don't know, you cannot change. You cannot improve. So measurement is critical to all improvement. So ask yourself, how much Quran do I know now? And then measure yourself 1 month later. How much more did I learn? Next month, how much more did I learn? And so on. For the year, how much more did I learn in this year? And make the niyyah to memorize the entire Quran. Because we know the hadith of memorization, subhanAllah, one of the most beautiful of them is that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, on the day of judgment, Allah will call the people of the Quran, the people who have memorized the Quran, who know the Quran. Allah will call them and say, now read as you used to read in your life. And Allah will increase their darajat as they read until the last of what they know, and that will be their darajat in Jannah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when a person recites Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens for that. So try to recite, not in a loud voice, but, audibly, because Allah listens to that. Also, if you recite, then you can correct yourself according to the rules of Tajweed. If you have a doubt, record yourself. These things have become so easy. Just turn on your phone and you can record yourself and then play it back or play it, before your ustad and correct your Tajweed. So, recite, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala listens to that. We know the hadith of Mr. Sallam. He said that when a person recites Quran, when he reads Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him one hasana for every letter. And he said one hasana is 10 rewards. Because Allah said, Man ja'a bil hasanati, falahu ashru amthaliha. The one who comes with one hasana, I will give him 10 likewise. So one hasana is 10 rewards. And then he said, to clarify it further, he said, I do not say that alif, lam, meem is one letter. He said, alif is one letter, lam is one letter, and meem is one letter. So when we recite alif, lam, meem, we are getting 3 hasanat, for which the rewards are 30. Now imagine how beneficial that is. And remember, if somebody is memorizing, you are reciting the same thing over and over and over. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam didn't say Allah will give you that reward only for the first recitation. So if I have to recite ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ 10 times, then I am going to get the reward for the total number of letters in that ayah multiplied by 10. So 10 times the reward, because of the reward, each letter one hasana, each hasana 10 rewards, and I'm doing this 10 times. So I've got 10 rewards. So try to do this. Just the other day I was reading somewhere, somebody said this methodology of memorizing Quran, may Allah make it easy for us. He called it the rule of 50-50. And he says the way to do that is take one page of Quran, so start from wherever you want to start. Take one page, and he said each page, read it 10 times after each salah. So 10 times after Salat al-Fajr, 10 times after Zohar and Zohar. So in the 5 salahs, you have read that page 50 times. Next day, you know, do the, trust yourself, and if you need to do it again, then do it again next day. And he says, this is how you will memorize the entire Quran. It's very easy, simple, 10 times after each salah. Doesn't take long. And if it takes long, it takes long. I mean, you know, this issue of not taking long and something being too long is, I think, overemphasized for no reason. Something is good. Something you enjoy, you don't say it takes too long. The question of long and short happens only when you are not enjoying something. So if you feel that something is too long, then ask yourself, am I enjoying this or not? Or is this, something which is, which I'm really not enjoying. And if it's the kalam of Allah that I'm not enjoying, something is seriously wrong. So ask yourself and say, if we try and memorize the Quran as much as possible, let me keep on trying. So inshallah, when we, even if we don't complete it, whatever we do, because we make this niyyah and we do it like this, then inshallah, meaning like this, meaning I'm not saying the particular method, I'm saying we do it consistently, then inshallah we hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the reward of memorizing, even if we have not memorized. And Allah will raise us inshallah with the Hufaz of the Quran. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.